My sisters and brothers, may the Lord give you peace. Good morning. So Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. So there's a schedule posted outside. There's a schedule in the bulletin. You'll note that the evening prayer on Ash Wednesday is earlier than usual because I understand Bruce Springsteen is down the street. And we want to make sure that you can get to Bruce Springsteen, all right? So there we have it. So we come together this morning and we hear the texts that are offered to us. And we begin listening to the text from the book of the prophet Isaiah. And Isaiah has this wonderful vision of the glory of God and is invited certainly to enter into that experience. And yet Isaiah, there's pushing back saying, wait a minute, in the experience of God, how do I see myself? I see myself as a man with unclean lips, living among a people who are unclean. This is a powerful image, and certainly one that may resonate with many of us, because often enough when we think about how does God see me, what do we think of? Our sins, our fragility, all of the brokenness of our lives, all the things we've done wrong, yes? Because that's what we've learned, isn't it? But somehow there's a transition that happens, and that's what we need to talk about. Because for Isaiah, it is this healing that happens with this burning coal on his lips. Now, I don't know how he spoke after that or how he ate, but nonetheless, we leave that for the other people to be mystified by. But the similar experience happens when we get to the gospel according to Luke. And in this Lucan gospel, we hear one Jesus sort of teaching from the boat, and then Simon Peter saying, depart from me because I am a sinful man, yes? And so likewise, Peter sees in Jesus something quite spectacular, something quite wonderful that helps him to understand the very presence of God. And yet, how does he see himself? In the presence of God, he sees himself to be a sinner, yes? Now, we come to our other character today, and we hear the letter of Paul to the Corinthians. And Paul is able to say, indeed, I hand unto you what I myself received, and he talks about the experience of Jesus, certainly talking about his dying and rising, and the liberating activity that is a part of that dying and rising. And then he goes on to talk about, well, first he appeared to this one, and then he appeared to that one, then he appeared to this crowd, then he appeared to others, but lastly, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me. I am not even worthy to be called an apostle, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. What a powerful image that is. By the grace of God, indeed, I am an apostle, not because of anything I have done, not because I deserved it, not because something was wonderful about me, but because it is the grace of God that empowers me, that gives me words to speak, that opens my heart to the graciousness of God's presence. And so perhaps the shift for us, as we see in the shift between Peter and Paul and between Simon and Paul, is can we see ourselves out of the graciousness of God? Can we see ourselves out of the gaze of Jesus? And it is a gaze of love. Can we see ourselves as being so radically loved by the experience of God that it is not so much that we spend all of our time considering our brokenness and our sinfulness and beating ourselves and others up over it, we see ourselves as being so loved that even though there are things in our history and things in our lives that may not have been so wonderful, by the grace of God, I am what I am. To see ourselves in love, to see ourselves graced by God, to see ourselves empowered in that grace, not only transforms us, such that we're no longer so narrowly focused on our sinfulness, but absolutely focused on the graciousness of God, who so loves us that only sees us in love, because the Apostle John will tell us God is love. So it is not about retribution. It is not, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. It is not, I am a person of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips. It is indeed, by your grace, I am what I am. And by your grace, I live my life. And out of that experience, it not only transforms us in how we see ourselves, but it is transformative for us in terms of how we see the other. Because if God, in God's graciousness, could look at my heart in love and continue to love overwhelmingly, how can I look at the stranger, the refugee, the orphan, the street person, the addict, in any other way? We are transformed not only for ourselves and our way of being in relationship with the experience of God, but we are transformed so that we might see with those same eyes, and we might be open to the same gracious way of being where we have been so radically loved, that as we go all the way back to Moses and the burning bush, where God identifies God's self as I am, so we, by the grace of God, are able to say, I am.